You're listening to SBS News.
The journey of a Tamil family who were in detention on Christmas Island has strengthened community support for asylum seekers and refugees. The Murugapan family are in a legal fight to prevent their deportation, but were recently allowed to stay in community detention on Australia's mainland. Now the group Refugee Voices is launching a campaign to better support people who are locked up in Australia's detention system. The founder and director, Ahmad Hakim, is asking the community to take some time to articulate feelings of strength and positivity directly to refugees.
We try to create a platform to bring the compassionate Australians and the people who is in the lockdown to talk to each other. So, yes, they've been very helpful and helped a lot of people in the detention centre.
The project, called Words of Kindness, invites the public to record voice messages for people isolated from their families. So far, more than 50 recordings have been submitted online since last month, boosting the morale of those listening. Refugee Voices says for many in detention, it is unclear if and when they will be released into the community. Mr. Hakim says some detainees taking part in hunger strikes have recently been taken to hospital and their conditions are deteriorating.
And lots of them, they take a lot of mental health medicines just to keep them going. Just go back and I just say, I can't describe it. Just people, they've been detained for nearly 9 years now.
In this recording, nurse and whistleblower Jacinta, who worked on Nauru, where people are held on site, offered this message of hope.
There's a big community in Australia who want things to change and who want the very best for you. And we are vocal and we are doing what we can to secure that for you. We care for you and you are important and your lives are important. And please take care of yourselves.
The charity group Mums for Refugees, which provides legal aid to people seeking asylum, is pushing for a collective sense of solidarity. National convener Dulce Munoz says many families have been separated in detention centres.
We try to say, hey, just imagine this is you. Hey, can we just think about what you want for your family and why wouldn't you like that for everyone else? And we tap to the core of what makes this country great, that is that solidarity and that mateship.
She says having campaigns run by refugees makes a big difference and she is encouraging the public to be strong advocates.
Think about gender, race and privilege all the time and small changes bring huge changes. So just be brave and challenge yourself. Go out and rally and show your support on petitions, call your MP, use your citizen power.
It's hoped the kind words of strangers will remind refugees that they are not alone. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.